The Czech Republic currently, for the first time ever, has good relations with all of its neighbors, with perhaps one exception. Relations between Czechs and Austrians, hampered by a feud over the Temelín nuclear power plant in southern Bohemia, sank to a historic low in the 1990s and are only slowly improving. In this edition of One on One, we speak to Přemysl Janýr, the Vienna-based chairman of the Forum for Czech-Austrian Dialogue.
Well, it's quite difficult to speak about relations between nations because each of them is made up of a large number of individuals. We can speak about some external characteristics as relations between governments or the image of the other in the mass media and so on. Well, they are at a halt now, although they are already much better than some 5 years ago.
How come the relations between Czechs and Austrians have improved?
Since 1989, they have surely not improved. The reverse is the case. They have worsened rapidly during the 90s. Immediately after the collapse of the communist regime, there has been plenty of mutual linkings and expectations. And at that time, both cultures were best friends.
Today, what are the major obstacles between Czechs and Austrians?
Some people say that the matter which divides them is the similarity. It's important to know that both cultures are true twins born by the cellular splitting of the same Austrian culture, of the same Austrian monarchy. This makes up deep cultural and emotional links until present. And depending on circumstances, they easily overturn between positive and negative attitudes. In the past, we can recognize that certain patterns. In periods of considerable activities of the Czech civil society, Austrians supported it with really great dedication. And after the Czech fades away, the Austrian enthusiasm turns over to disgust.
What is the Forum for Czech-Austrian Dialogue doing to improve the relations?
The Forum for Austrian-Czech Dialogue has been founded in 2002 as the relations were dominated by the worst populistic politics on both sides and reached their historical bottom. In that situation, several hundred personalities from both countries called in a common petition both governments to moderate their animosities and to turn back to constructive dialogue. It has had a big impact that time, as nobody has expected. Today, one of the most important projects is the project of Common History, which should be a publication that should intermediate not only historical facts, but also to analyze their different perception.
The Austrian government helped political refugees from Czechoslovakia after the Soviet-led invasion of the country in 1968, and then again in the 1970s after Czechoslovak authorities unleashed a harsh campaign against the signatories of the document known as Charter 77. But when the Czech Republic was about to join the European Union, Austrian officials were not very excited. What has changed in the attitude of Austrian officials toward Czechs?
First, there has been a generation change in the Austrian politics. People like Bruno Kreisky, which did have deep personal ties to Bohemia or to Middle European region, were replaced by younger pragmatic politicians interested much more on the entrance to the European Union. Ironically, at the same time, Austria got into international isolation with President Waldheim. A good part can be imputed to the Czech side, which quickly turned from non-violent freedom fighter to an arrogant, unscrupulous egoist.
Are the relations between Slovaks and Austrians different in any way from those between Czechs and Austrians?
Yes, they are historically different. Slovakia was a part of Hungary, opposite to Bohemia, which was a part of Austria. Since 1918, the Austrian perception of Czechoslovakia was determined by the dominating Czech part of the country, while relations to Hungary developed differently. And after the breakup of Czechoslovakia in 1993, from the Austrian point of view, Slovakia is a completely new neighbor without much historical experience with him.
You settled in Vienna yourself in 1978. What made you leave Czechoslovakia?
Well, I was engaged in some dissident activities in Charter 77, and we didn't like us with Mr. Husák at the time. I was more or less forced to leave the country, which I refused for a certain time. Then I've decided to come for 2 years to study in Vienna on Viennese University. But after 1 year, I've got a letter that I'm stripped of my Czechoslovakian citizenship, so we couldn't come back to Czechoslovakia for next 12 years.
After the fall of communism, did you ever consider moving back to Prague?
Immediately after the revolution, we have rather spoken about it than seriously thought about it. But with the time, this was less and less attractive idea.
Why?
Because I think we have very similar feelings to it as the Austrian. It means that what was hopeful in immediately after the revolution disappeared and was substituted by a very arrogant and very unpleasant politics and relations. And now we don't think we would like to move back. But I am very often in Czechoslovakia, and I am also active here in Czech Republic. Well, from Vienna, it makes no much a difference living in Vienna or in Mikulov or in Brno.
We're now in Mikulov, where 10 years ago you founded a multicultural festival, the Festival of the Nations of the Deer. Do you think it has helped change the way local people view ethnic minorities in their country?
I don't think in the country itself, but in the region, surely, yes. The people are more aware of their own ethnic roots, because this is a region where most people come after the Second World War. Most of them from other countries, or from Slovakia, or from Balkan, or from Hungary, and so on. And now they are in second and or third generation here. And with this festivity, with this action, most of them did remember their roots, their ethnic origin, or that of their parents, and so on. On the other side, this is a tema in Mikulov, the people speak about it, and mostly you can feel that they have realized the ethnical diversity as something what is a very positive characteristics of this region or of this town.